How does this get enforced, particularly with resources the way that they are?
Well, I mean, you know, the reality is that our resources are being challenged right now. You know, it's no surprise. We posted that we're looking at somewhere around a $3.5 to $5.3 million shortfall this year if things keep going the way they are. You know, we've created three different scenarios, a worst, an expected, and a best. Right now, we're hoping that we can stay right in the middle. But that's another reason why, even though the fine is there, our first goal is going to be to help and educate businesses to be able to be in compliance. And again, as I said earlier, if it turns out that a business is just hard-strapped and can't afford the materials that it needs to be in compliance, like face masks, you know, we'll stand ready to come in there and help them out. You know, we don't want businesses to lose business because of the face mask. We want them to be able to give folks an alternative and say, okay, look, oh, you left your face mask at home? Here's one that you can use. All right, and it costs a fraction of a dollar. And so it becomes more important for that business to retain the business of the folks that are coming to its doors.